All right, so welcome to another deep dive. And today, we're going to unpack a story.
Okay.
The story of Ida Birdhill.
Right.
And she's an entrepreneur.
Yes.
But she is really, I think, on a mission to boost optimism and economic empowerment in the Black community.
Interesting.
And she's using tech to do it.
It's fascinating, you know, because one of our sources points to like this concerning trend, declining optimism within the Black community.
Wow.
And that's fueled by anxieties about like civil rights and economic inequality.
That makes a lot of sense.
But against this backdrop, we have Birdhill like forging ahead with this unwavering belief in a tech-driven future.
It's like she's staring down all of these like huge societal challenges and saying, no, we're going to build a better future anyway.
Right.
So who is she?
Yeah. Who is she?
What makes her tick?
Yeah.
Well, her story begins in a public housing project in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
And she faced academic hurdles early on. Even earning at a 0.5 GPA at the University of Michigan.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine the grit it took to not just graduate, but eventually become the CEO of Automation Works, a tech reskilling firm.
Yeah, it really speaks volumes about her resilience.
Right.
You know, she didn't just overcome those academic setbacks, but she also persevered through personal tragedies like divorce and the loss of her daughter.
Oh, wow.
To emerge from all of that as a CEO, I mean, it sets the stage for her even grander mission to empower the Black community through technology.
Okay, so she's clearly like this force of nature.
Yeah.
But what exactly is she doing? Enter SenseiWise.
Okay.
It's this AI-powered app that she developed.
Interesting.
Think of it as like a personal tech skills coach.
Okay.
Right in your pocket.
Wow.
And it focuses on something most people might not think is crucial.
Oh, really?
Algorithm building.
That's where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
Algorithms are essentially the recipes computers follow.
Right.
They're the backbone of everything.
Really?
From social media feeds to self-driving cars.
Wow.
Birdhill recognizes that understanding algorithms isn't just about coding.
Right.
It's about understanding the very logic that shapes our digital world.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah.
So it's deeper than just like getting a tech job. Mm-hmm. It's about giving people the tools to understand and even shape the technology that impacts their lives.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this ties into a critical point from our sources.
Okay.
One report highlights how Black buying power has skyrocketed, reaching $1.7 trillion in 2020.
Wow.
That's bigger than Canada's entire economy.
It's huge.
Yet, despite this economic force, Black Americans only hold about 7% of higher paying tech jobs.
There's a huge disconnect.
There is.
So there's this massive economic potential.
Yeah.
But a lack of representation in the very industry that's shaping the future.
Yeah.
Birdhill sees that gap.
Totally.
And she's like, we need to change this.
Yeah.
But how does SenseiWise actually address this?
Right.
Beyond just teaching algorithms.
Yeah. What makes it unique?
What makes it special? What makes it special?
Well, first, it's AI powered, meaning it adapts to each user's learning style.
Okay. I see.
Second, it focuses on practical skills. Directly applicable to real-world tech jobs.
Cool.
And third, it fosters a community of learners.
Oh, wow.
Providing support and mentorship.
So she's trying to create an ecosystem.
She is. She's really trying to create this ecosystem for success.
Okay, so she's tackling this from multiple angles.
Yeah.
And you mentioned this earlier. Hmm. One of our sources points to declining optimism in the Black community.
Right.
How does all of this connect back to that?
That's a good question.
Is Birdhill just being like unrealistically positive?
Right.
Or is there a deeper strategy here?
I think it's more nuanced than simple optimism.
Okay.
She's acknowledging the challenges head on, but she's choosing to focus on solutions.
Solutions oriented.
Remember that less than qualified trope we talked about?
Yeah.
It's often used to undermine minority achievements.
Right.
Birdhill is tackling that head on by saying, look, we have the potential, we have the economic power, and now we're building the tools to seize the opportunities in tech.
So it's not just about tech skills.
Yeah.
It's about flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's about saying, we are builders, we are innovators, and we are shaping the future.
That's a powerful statement.
I'm starting to understand why her story resonates with so many people.
It's a powerful message.
It is.
And what's even more compelling is that she's not just talking about it.
Right.
She's providing a tangible pathway to empowerment.
Yeah.
through Sensei-wise.
It's like she's saying, here are the tools, now let's build something amazing together.
Exactly. I think Bird Hill's story is like a powerful reminder
Yeah.
that while like there are all of these systemic issues that we need to address, there are also these tangible actions we can take right now.
Totally.
To empower ourselves.
It's like she's saying, let's not wait for permission.
Yeah.
Or for someone else to fix it.
Right.
Let's just take control of our own destiny.
Absolutely.
Starting with technology. Mm. But I think it's also important to acknowledge that not everyone has the same starting point.
Right.
Some folks might be thinking tech.
Yeah.
That's not for me. I don't have the background.
Totally.
The resources, or maybe even the belief in myself.
Yeah. And that's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And it touches on like the very anxieties that contribute to the declining optimism that our sources highlight.
Yeah.
Feeling locked out of opportunities can be incredibly discouraging.
Of course.
But what's so compelling about Bird Hill's story is that she directly challenges those feelings of inadequacy.
Totally.
She's like a living, breathing example of what's possible.
Yeah.
When you refuse to let those limitations define you.
Okay, so for those who are feeling stuck, maybe even intimidated by the tech world, what's Bird Hill's message to them?
Right.
How do we shift from feeling overwhelmed to taking those first steps?
Yeah, how do we go from overwhelm to empowerment?
Towards empowerment, exactly.
I think one of the key takeaways from her approach is this emphasis on breaking down those seemingly insurmountable barriers into smaller, manageable steps.
Right, bite-sized pieces.
Remember, she started with a 0.5 GPA.
I know, it's hard to believe.
She didn't magically transform into a tech CEO overnight.
Right.
There was this process of learning, failing, adapting, and most importantly, persisting.
So it's about focusing on progress, not perfection.
Yeah.
Right? It's about embracing the journey, even with its inevitable bumps along the way.
Absolutely.
But how does that translate into concrete action?
Yeah.
What does that first step look like for someone who's completely new to tech? So as we wrap up this deep dive, let's bring it back to Ida Bird Hill. What's the one thing you hope listeners take away from her story?
That no matter your background, your starting point, or the challenges you've faced, you have the power to shape your own future.
I love that.
And technology can be an incredible tool for empowerment, for creating a more just and equitable world.
It's a reminder that optimism isn't naive.
Yeah.
It's fuel.
It is.
It's the belief in possibility that drives progress, that empowers us to break down barriers and build something better.
And who knows?
Yes.
Maybe the next Ida Bird Hill is listening right now.
Totally.
Ready to take that first step into the world of tech and change the world.
If her story inspires you, if you're feeling that spark of possibility, don't let it fade.
Nurture it.
Nurture it, explore it, and take action.
The future is waiting to be built.
I love it.
And you have a role to play.
That is a perfect way to end this deep dive. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.